What would people say, you know, if a boy stuffed so many things in his pocket that they begin to
bulge out?
Or if you accidentally put a shirt in water that was too hot for it, you'd say it'd
shrink. Yeah.
Never heard people say, instead of shrink,
draw up. Yeah.
Or say if a girl was going out on a date one night, she might spend a lot of time in front of the mirror, you know? What would you say she was doing?
Prepping? Yeah.
Well, what if a boy, you know, was getting ready and he was pretty much doing the same thing? What would you say he was doing?
Well, he's sprucing up.
He wouldn't be prepping, though.
No, he'd be sprucing up.
Well, these things that, you know, women use to carry all their things around in, they call those
handbags or purses.
Do they ever have a little one that they might keep the change in?
Yeah, the change purse. Okay.
And these things that some of them like to wear on their wrists for looks?
Bracelets. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And around the neck they wear
a necklace. Yeah. Beads.
Beads. Yeah. Yeah. And these things that some men wear, they come over the shoulders, keep their pants up.
Yeah, suspenders. Galluses.
Would you say that which one of those would probably be older?
Galluses. That's what they used to call them a long time ago.
Right. And this thing that you would take with you if it's raining outside to keep the rain off of you?
Umbrella. Parasol.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
No difference.
No,
I remember if I asked you this or not, but you know, the last thing, if you're making up the bed, the last thing that would go on the bed, you would call that?
Well, we call it bedspread now. Mm-hmm. Used to call it the canopy.
Canopy bed. Mm-hmm. Well, was there something heavier than the bedspread that you could put on the bed during cold weather, you know?
Yeah, quilt, comfort. Both of those is heavy on the spread.
Do people still get together and make those quilts by hand? You ever heard of that being done?
Yeah. Well, quilt in clubs. Back then, this is a quilting club at Roxburgh. They meet every week.
Well, what about talking about beds and all that? Maybe a temporary bed that you put down on the floor for a child?
Yeah, a pallet.
Getting back to farmland, stuff like that, do people around here have a name for maybe low-lying land that's pretty good land, might have had some water on it at one time?
Well, like Creek Bottom.
Creek Bottom?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Swamp. Where they've drained swamps.
Is that ever called just bottom land?
Yeah. Yeah, they actually anything in from the hill to the river's the bottom land, you know.
Yeah.